We are going to discuss about kirtan etiquette. Basically, kirtan is the very foundation of our Krishna consciousness movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is called Sankirtan movement. Sankirtan means, what is the meaning of Sankirtan?
Congregation, professional,
very good. Congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And actually Sankirtan, the word Sankirtan has another connotation.
Does it mean complete glorification?
Yes. Yes. Actually, Sankirtan is the word Sankirtan is a combination of two Sanskrit words, Shammak and Kirtan. Now Shammak Kirtan may mean one meaning is Bahubhir Milita Jat Kirtanam. When many people get together to chant the glories of the Lord, that is called Sankirtan. And the other connotation, the more profound and deeper connotation is that when everything is used in glorifying Krishna, that is Sankirtan. And actually Prabhupada's mood of Sankirtan is that mood. Use everything in Krishna, in everything in Krishna's service. Prabhupada often used to say that if necessary, we'll even use the nuclear weapons in Krishna's service. Prabhupada actually said, use the expression atom bombs. He said, if necessary, we'll even use atom bombs in Krishna's service. Now that is what Sankirtan is. In order to glorify Krishna, we'll use everything. Now, everything is Krishna's and everything must be used in Krishna's service. According to one's advancement, one will be able to use objects in Krishna's service. And the most advanced devotees will be able to engage everything in this world in Krishna's service. So that's a very, very advanced thing. So let's go to the points. I'll just read them through and then we'll have a discussion. Kirtan means glorification of Sri Hari by means of singing. The basic meaning of kirtan is to sing the glories of Krishna. When only one devotee sings, it's called bhajan. And actually, it's not only just one devotee. Actually, only when only one devotee sings loudly, then it is kirtan. And when many devotees sing loudly, then it is Sankirtan. And when one devotee sings with a melodious tone, some poetry or some verses, then it is Bhajan. Glorify Sri Krishna, not yourself. Like when we lead the kirtan, we must be very careful that the purpose behind our singing this kirtan is to glorify Krishna. Often we see that devotees tend to display their musical talent. They just go on a trip. Especially in Bengal, it's very common. They just go on in... sort of making all kinds of vocal acrobatics to display the ability of their vocal cord to get some cheap adoration, glorification. That is not proper. Prabhupada used to get very, very annoyed when somebody sang that. Of course, that doesn't mean that one shouldn't sing nicely. One must sing nicely in a melodious way. But that object, the motive, the objective should be to please Krishna, to glorify Krishna, and to please Krishna's devotees, not to inflate our false ego. Like to give an example of singing in a melodious tone to glorify Krishna and please the devotees. We had a very nice experience this morning when Poonachandra Prabhu was leading the kirtan. It was so sweet and so pure. So one should sing nicely, but not for one's own glorification.
Just one good example that in a lot of said, I think it was back in Belgium, that's what he stopped his disciples from my mistress because of that reason.
Yeah. That's true. That was at the end of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati's pastimes on this planet. When he was about to leave this planet, he asked that somebody should sing Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. Are you familiar with that song? Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Jagarani Sampada. So, and then there was one disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, who was a very good singer. So he started to sing. Or actually devotees asked him to sing.
Because he first practitioner asked the devotee, you sing.
No.
He wasn't a very good singer.
No. It was like, so he wanted somebody should sing that. And then devotees pointed out, requested one devotee to sing. He was a very good musician, very good singer. So he started to sing. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati had to stop him. He said, stopped him. He said, did I ask to hear some nice melody? Did I ask for some nice melody? No, ask. So then he personally pointed out to some other devotee.
Who
was not a very good singer. And so he, but even, so this is how he pointed out that devotion is more important than melody. Sing with sincere devotion for the pleasure of Sri Krishna and his devotees. Point 4. When singing in a group, one or two persons should lead and other devotees should follow. And the custom, the way we do it, is usually one person leads, but at the most two persons will lead and then others will follow. It's called dohar. That repeat what they are singing. So, a kirtan leader sings and others follow the kirtan and the tune. Point 5. The instruments that Srila Prabhupada instructed for accompanying kirtan were kartal, mridanga and jhampa, wampas. He didn't approve of harmonium for kirtan. Although for bhajan it is alright. The instrument, especially jhampa, should not drown out the holy name or cause pain in the ear. The instrument should follow the kirtan leader. Actually, the main thing is the singer who is singing. And in the Vedic culture, all the other instruments were to support the singer. Now, in Sankirtan, when we sing congregationally or go out in Harinam, then the instruments that we basically use are mridanga, kartal and wampur. Harmonium is alright in the temple room for bhajan, but not for kirtan. Prabhupada didn't like that.
Maharaj, when there's a group of four or five devotees, that's still called bhajan, they are sitting here?
Yes. Actually, yeah.
So the
Doha's style. You see, we can put it this way. Actually, we can put it this way. That kirtan is meant for attracting others or to give Krishna praise to others. So it's mostly the holy name. And bhajan is to sing for the pleasure of Krishna. Like as if we are singing and to please Krishna. Like a good artist sings to an audience for their pleasure. We sing for Krishna's pleasure. Bhajan actually is service. So when you sing, you can in order to serve Krishna for his pleasure. Use simple melody and preferably the appropriate melody for the time of day. It is always nice to sing in simple melody. Like when Prabhupada was here, Of course, Prabhupada is always here. I should rather say, when Prabhupada was physically present, then we actually used to use very, very simple tunes. There was no complex tunes. When the Prabhupada himself did not use complex tunes. His tune is very, very simple. And you can see that in ISKCON we developed a kind of a style of kirtan, which is very, very, you know, very indigenous, you know, of ISKCON. Like, it's very simple, very, but at the same time, very penetrating and very profound. But later on, in the recent past, actually, some devotees started some kind of complex kirtan, so to say. They just go on, as I say, with all kinds of, displaying all kinds of vocal, ability of vocal cords. And actually Prabhupada used to get very annoyed. So many times Prabhupada stopped kirtan. Like once I was in Bombay, and somebody was leading the kirtan, Prabhupada listened to that from the sixth floor of his room. And Prabhupada sent me down, he said, stop that, stop that. You know, somebody was using that artificial tune. And same thing we did with Vrindavan, and Harikesh Mahal also mentioned that in his kirtan. So, Prabhupada never liked this complex or this, what's the expression, this artificial tune. They are just, actually, in Bengal, there are lots of sahajiyas. They take Krishna consciousness movement as a medium or for their sense gratification, and they indulge in all kinds of illicit activities, and they get into all kinds of cheap type of treatment. They just. And it's very unpleasant. I'm sure you understand what I'm talking about. And somewhere it has become very common. Like some devotees started to introduce some kind of style of kirtan. But that was not what Prabhupada wanted.
Maharaj, what about the professional types which are selling the centers? It's got some is going well.
These are some, new things. I would not dare to call them deviation, but something like that. You know, during Prabhupada's time we didn't do that.
Okay.
During Prabhupada's time we were simply selling Prabhupada's tapes and listening to Prabhupada's tapes. Now, if the devotees sing, devotees make records, that's nice. Yeah, like Prabhupada's time we used to listen to Achyutananda's tapes, Vishnujan's tapes. But now we are getting all kinds of prostitutes and all kinds of low-class people to sing, and you are selling them. But they are not spreading Krishna. They may be bringing in some money, but they are not spreading Krishna consciousness. Also to make another point here, you see, people, when they hear Harinam, they don't really care so much about the tune or melody, because they are not tuned up to that. First of all, it's in the street, many people are singing, it's a strange music, right? What actually affects them the most is the presence of the devotees. And that has a very overwhelming effect. And also I have noticed, theoretically also, the sound vibration itself is all creates mind. We are chanting holy name not to attract people by the melody. We go out in Harinam to purify the atmosphere and invoke Krishna consciousness in the hearts of the devotees. The dormant Krishna consciousness is there in the hearts of the living entities. And when they hear the holy name, we chant it in Harinam, you know, congregationally, then that dormant Krishna consciousness awakens. And that is where you'll notice the Harinam makes maximum number of devotees, not his cultural programs. Right? If you take a statistics, you will come up with that result. But at the same time, the cultural program has some importance. That is, at least, you know, to reach the mass. Then ultimately, of course, when the mass becomes purified, then, yes, the Harinam will attract all the people. Like when Narottam Das Thakur and his Srinivas Thakur were preaching, at that time, their medium for preaching was actually music. They themselves were great musicians, and wherever they went, they sang. But people were so appreciative, although they came, first they were attracted to the music, because they were appreciative of good music. But then, they got Krishna consciousness. Yes?
So is it all based on, the purification of people who listen to the devotee chanting, is it based on the purity or the intention of the devotee? In other words, we go out on the Harinam and we just kind of get into a little whimsical thing and just start playing around. Or if we're actually meditating, that the name of God is going to enter into the hearts and purify them, and you want to make the devotee like that. Is it based on intention of the devotee? In other words, if we're all very serious, then we'll get a result.
Yeah. If we're more sincere, then our chanting will be more pure. And more pure our chanting, the effect will be more. It will be more effective. So yes, it's a serious business. Right? And more serious we become, it's better.
So that we were discussing in the Harinam-Chintamani that one of the symptoms with Madhikari is that he inspires the person to chant the whole name. So I'm talking so curious before, so what I was thinking was like, from my experience, I'm a kirtan, a brahmachari kirtan, especially younger brahmachari, it sounds like, someone banging dust in the city, it just sounds like a real messy noise. But then when you go to the senior, more advanced devotees, it's a very sweet kirtan, and they sort of keep the whole thing in control,
Yeah. The
bubble's going crazy.
The mood actually matters. Serious mood. When the senior devotees are there, the mood naturally becomes serious. And the serious mood affects everyone. But a frivolous mood, one becomes distracted. Point 7. Don't think that you are the best singer and therefore you should lose. Like often it happens. Like everybody just jumps up before anybody can finish his pranam to Prabhupada and starts samsara da vasana. So actually that's not Vaishnava etiquette. Actually Vaishnava etiquette is to allow the most advanced devotees to take the lead. If somebody is leading, if somebody has to lead, then at least we can first ask the most advanced devotee there to chant. And if he doesn't want to chant, then we can go down the line. Same thing with, offering Jayadvani, Jai Om Vishnu Pad. Also, so that is the basic Vaishnava custom. That more, we should allow the more advanced devotees to take the lead. Actually, if somebody has to lead the kirtan, then better to let the leaders lead the kirtan instead of followers. Because the followers, actually in Krishna consciousness, we have come here to become followers. We haven't come here to become leaders. And the better followers we become, the better leaders we become in the long run. So it's a leadership quality will be dependent or relative to one's submission to the authority. The more submissive we are, more surrender we are, to that extent we will become qualified to become a leader. Of course, we shouldn't think that, let me become humble and follow, so that tomorrow I can become a leader. That should be the mood. Our mood should be, we are always a follower. And our mood is not to become Krishna, but to become Dasha, Anudasha, Dasha, Dasha. And more advanced you are, the more Dasa, 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 Dasa you go down. So that should be our mood. Vaishnavas are by nature humble. They naturally want to follow, not lead. However, if they are requested to lead by the Vaishnavas, then they are happy to serve. Now, Srila Prabhupada's letter to Kirtananda, regarding your question about the dancing should be done enthusiastically by raising the hand, like raising the hands like Panchatattva. You can also dance enthusiastically by raising hands. All of Lord Chaitanya's followers used to dance with raised hands. If someone danced with ecstasy, that is all right. If someone dances with ecstasy, that is all right. But it is better to dance with raised hands. The problem here.
So what is the standard in Maharaj? Because we see, like in the temple, devotees sometimes go a bit crazy when they're dancing, bumping into one another, swinging around. And I don't think they're really meditating on Krishna, or, to please Krishna. So what is the standard? Is this bona fide?
Well, I mean, if they get fired up and dance like that, that happens. I think that's fine. That's all right. That enthuses the devotees.
So I heard from Maharaj, he said Prabhupada never sanctioned this sort of dancing. And there was a kirtan going on sometime and people were getting a bit enthusiastic and Prabhupada actually stopped them from doing this. He said, what are these people doing? And what are these devotees doing? Behaving like monkeys. They're jumping about and swinging. So, I just wondering what they are.
But sometimes Prabhupada also commented that this dancing of these devotees is not artificial. They are actually feeling the ecstasy. So it's difficult to figure out. Like personally, I feel that first of all, I do not know what Prabhupada is actually saying about that. But I noticed that the devotees get inspired. You know, when there is a fired up kirtan, as we call it, devotees get inspired. And Prabhupada actually wanted us to sweat while dancing.
Sorry?
He wanted us to sweat.
Oh.
Yeah, dance so much that you start to sweat.
This is in regards to his question about Prabhupada starting the kirtan. This devotee was there present. That happened when I was in Chicago. His name is Mahabodhi. You know Mahabodhi? So very old Prabhupada, they were dancing alright, but then they started dancing in a very unvedic way, and doing all sort of, swinging, and then when Prabhupada started seeing this weird dancing, immediately stopped and chastised and ran on the spot. This is not right.
Yeah, right.
Now, Jagadish Maharaj, this question was also put to him when he came to Christchurch in New Zealand. And he said that the chanting is more important than the dancing. He said that the dancing which the devotees perform, which is a graceful kind of dance, that comes about as a response to being inspired by the chanting. But sometimes the chanting is forgotten and if we forget to chant.
Well, it is understandable that chanting is more important than dancing. But if the dancing is genuine, out of genuine feeling, then I think that's wonderful. It is said when devotees dance with their arms raised upward, the demigods in heaven get liberated with the dancing of the devotees with the raised up arms. They're pointing out the heavenly planets, and the heavenly planets get delivered. That's the potency of a devotee dancing. So we cannot minimize dancing as such, as it's important. But kirtan is of course more important. By chanting of the kirtan only then we become inspired to dance. And what is dance actually? What is the definition of dance? Yes, Hare Krishna.
One is
right. Dance is the external manifestation of his internal joy.
But even though it may not be some feeling, sometimes it's
more
your dance, please the Lord even.
Yes, that's Vaidhi Bhakti. As a Vidhi, we are dancing. Like Prabhupada taught us. And at that time it is better to use Swami's steps. Simple. See, we have so much passion that sometimes our passion becomes very difficult. Come together.
Good way to
use it. Good way to use it. Okay, burn it out through your
mouth. All glory to Shri Prabhupada.